We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amid Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Kol Hazar is Lachal Shabbos Adavar Sheyesh Basakana Harei Zeh Meshubach. Anyone who rushes, who is quick in order to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save a person's life who is in danger, they are praiseworthy. One should not hesitate and say, oh, I don't want to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save this person. I can't be Mechal Shabbos. No, if a person's life is in danger, then you can do whatever needs to be done, and you should be quick to do so. Even if you fix something else in the process, you create something new, you perform some other malacha in the process, kagon shapiris mitsuda, lahalos tinok shenafa lanahar v'tzadi modagim, such as if a child fell into the water, and you throw in a trap, a net, in order to get the baby out, and along with the baby comes some fish, that is fine. M'chein kol kayotze bazeh. The Mishnah Berurah gives an example of a child who is trapped behind a door, and you're allowed to break down that door, even though in the process you create wood that can be used for a fire, which is prohibited. That is fine, because you are doing it in order to save that child, so that child is not afraid. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Kevan she'ena mechavin lazeh, since your intention is not for that other thing to be done. However, in the Sharatzin, he quotes some Rishonim who say that even if it is your intention for the other thing to be done as well, that is okay as long as part of your intention is to save that child's life. So this is a machlokas, something that if the situation ever comes up, a posek should be consulted, but this is a machlokas Rishonim, whether you are allowed to have the intention for this other totsa'a, this other result, which would be prohibited to occur as well or not. Sif yadalat hayacholah sheish v'sakana tzarech basar shochtem lo vein omrim nach ilanu nevela. If there is a sick person whose life is in danger and they need meat, you're allowed to shecht an animal for them to give them kosher meat and not feed them non-kosher meat. This is only if waiting that period of time to shech the animal and prepare the meat for him will not put more danger to his life. However, if his life is in danger right now, if he doesn't eat meat right now, he is going to die, then you can give him that nevela, rush to give him the non-kosher meat instead of taking the time to shecht it. Why is it that we say that it is better to shecht, perform the malacha of shechita to give him kosher food than to give him the non-kosher meat, where the shechita, I would be performing the malacha, whereas giving him non-kosher meat, the chola himself would be performing the iser of eating non-kosher food. The Mishnah Berurah brings a few different reasons from the Rishonim. The first reason from the Rami Ruttenberg is that Shabbos is hutra etzel pikuach nefesh. So since it is hutra, anything goes, therefore you would be allowed to shecht for him. The obvious question is, why isn't nevela hutra for pikuach nefesh also, and say, what's the difference between shechting for him, performing Alecha Shabbos, that's allowed? Maybe we would say that feeding him a nevela should also be allowed. What's the difference? So some suggest for the Marami Ruttenberg that involved in eating nevela is Timtum Halev, that even if it is permissible for him to eat it, even if it is hutra to eat the non-kosher food, it still causes some sort of damage to the neshama, and therefore it is better to perform the shechita, which is hutra, than perform the nevela, even if it's true that is hutra. Another reason given why we say shechita is better to do is from the Rush, who says that we are afraid that maybe he will find the non-kosher food disgusting, and he'll throw it up, he won't be able to eat it, and his life will not be saved, so therefore better to do the shechita where he'd be eating the kosher meat. And the Ran says, because the shechita is only one iser, one aveira that you're being over, but the nevela, every time he takes another bite of the nevela, another kazayis, whatever it is that he's eating, he's over on a new aveira. So better to do one aveira than to do multiple aveiras. The nafkamina that would come up is if the sick person is in a hospital which only has non-kosher food, would you be allowed to drive on Shabbos to go get him kosher food, or to have someone carry in a shesarabim kosher food for him? So according to the first two reasons, that Shabbos is hutra, so that would be fine, and he would find the non-kosher food disgusting, it would also be fine. But according to the third reason of the Ran, it is going to be multiple isurim when you drive to get the kosher food, just like it will be multiple isurim and him eating the nevela, so maybe one is not greater than the other. But maybe since you have those first two reasons, it would be okay. One should consult the posek if this issue ever came up. Another factor to keep in mind is when one iser is an iser d'rabbanan and the other is an iser skila, an iser d'oraisa, then better to do the iser d'rabbanan. So therefore, if you are in a situation where you need wine warmed up for a chola, then it is better to have a non-Jew warm up the wine on Shabbos for the chola, even though there's an issue of a stam yenam. Better that which is only nisr d'rabbanan than for you to warm up the wine, which would be a nisr d'oraisa of Bishul. So these are always issues to keep in mind when deciding which malacha to perform for a chola, which needs a malacha to be performed. Even though we say hutra, there are still some calculations that need to be kept in mind. Sif tesvav amduhu harofim shetzarech kogeres achas. If the doctor say that he needs one fig, let's say, v'ratzu asar ve'viu lo kolecha grogeres, and 10 people ran and got him, each got him a fig, kulam turim, they're all exempt, even though they each performed a malacha. V'yishalhem sachar tov me'es Hashem, they get reward for what they've done. Afilu hivri b'rishona, even if after he ate the first fig he was fine, those people that brought the extra figs are not chayav for doing any malacha on Shabbos, even though they cut down the fig, or they ran in the Rishus HaRabim, they carried in Rishus HaRabim, because since their kavana, they were trying to save this person's life, they are not punished for their attempts. Rav Vosner says, therefore, if you called someone to drive a person to the hospital, and 3 people come to drive, and you know that one of them already got the chola, and there are 2 people driving to come and get the sick person, even though the sick person is gone, you should not tell them that they should stop, because what they're doing is not wrong. Since they are having in mind for pikuach nefesh purposes, they are not performing any iser, and it is okay for them to continue driving. Sifta Zayin. Amdu l'shtei grogos, ulomatzu l'shtei grogos b'shnei oksim, v'shalosh b'okets echad, korsama oketz sheyesh bo shalosh. If he needed 2 figs, and one tree had 1 branch with 3 figs, and the other, you also found 2 branches, each with 1 fig on it, so better to cut the 1 branch and get 3 of them, even though you only need 2, than to do 2 acts where you would be cutting 2 different branches, because that is 2 separate maisa averas that you are doing, 1 cut and another cut, as opposed to just the 1 simple cut of the 1 branch, which has 3, even though you are getting more figs than you need. Obviously, if there was 1 branch that had 2 and another branch that had 3, and you only need 2, so cut the 1 that has 2. Since ours are equal, maisa averas, they each have 1, better to cut that which you need and not add on. Rama says, obviously, if you're in a rush and you need something, so don't make these calculations, just get it and give it to the chola that needs it. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason that you shouldn't cut down the 3-1 is because riba b'shiurim, if it's not needed, is not allowed to be done. So here you would be doing more in order to get, you'd be trying to get more figs. That is prohibited if you don't need the figs. And the Mishnah Berurah says this is true by all malachos, not just by the riba b'shiurim, not just by the figs. And as well, if you cook more than you need, so a bari, a healthy person, would not be allowed to benefit from that extra which was done.